You are listening to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Jordan Miller, Ray Adams, and Whitney Adams. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle. I'm Trish Torlein, and I will be your host for this evening. Tonight is an In the Round style music showcase. In the Round refers to a group of songwriters singing their songs in turn and sharing their stories behind them. One writer sings a song and then the next, and so on. From the first to the last is called a round. So tonight we'll start each round with Jordan and come down to your left. And when we get to the end, that's one round. And then we go back and we start again. Time permitting, we will have four rounds. But first, before we get going with the music, I'm gonna ask each of our artists to introduce themselves. And if you would, give us an elevator pitch about you and your music.
My name is Jordan Miller. I'm from right here in Winchester, Kentucky. I'm a local guy. I've been singing and playing guitar for roughly 10 years now. I've been doing it seriously for about 5 or 6. I'm a country music lover, so everything's inspired by country music, but I love all music, so most of my songs are inspired by true life events or something that is relatable to me. So, you know, every song that I've written is true to some extent, or I've met someone else who kind of inspired me to write that song.
I'm Ray Adams. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. I've been writing music for a few years. Honestly, I wrote a couple songs a year when I was younger until I met this lady next to me, and I've written, she's inspired me a lot. She's kind of my muse. Aww. But I'm glad to be here, and
glad to have you.
I'm giving on over to my...
I am Whitney Adams, and I'm so glad I got that name right. We just got married in April, and lately I've been saying my former last name, and it's been troubling.
I think I'll write a song about that.
So Whitney Adams is my name, proudly, and I'm from Lexington, Kentucky, and have been writing for quite a while because it is cheaper than therapy. So that's what I use it for, and I write a lot with my husband here, Ray, and some friends of ours that are in the audience as well, and I am also happy to be here.
So now that you know a little bit about our artists, we're going to get started with round one. Okay. So artist, if you would, whichever song you choose to do, just give us a little backstory on it, and then play the song for us. Okay? All right, Jordan.
So the song I'm going to start out with, I wrote about 2 years ago, I think. It was kind of inspired by talking with a friend who was a little younger than me, was going through basically a breakup, whether he wanted to accept it in the moment or not. He was kind of still hanging on. But this song is kind of about coming to terms with the end of a relationship and accepting that things may not be what they were. And this song is called Anymore. You don't have to say a word, I can see it in your smile. There's a distance in your laughter and a tear hanging in your eye. I always thought we had it all, and the good times would never end. Now you're moving on, and that ain't our song that you're dancing to with him. like a jigsaw puzzle, and I can't find the missing piece. I keep fumbling through these pictures, but all I see is a better me. When this bottle's empty, I'll be face down on the floor, clinging to the memory of a girl who don't love me anymore. I'll never forget the night you finally called it quits. I drove around for hours, refusing to admit. Now I'm left with all these pieces, not knowing where they go. I guess I'm just a blind dog, trying to find his way on home. I'm like a jigsaw puzzle, and I can't find the missing piece. I keep fumbling through these pictures, but all I see is a better me. When this bottle's empty, I'll be face down on the floor, clinging to the memory of a girl who don't love me anymore. Jigsaw puzzle, I can't find the missing piece. I keep fumbling through these pictures, but all I see is a better me. When this bottle's empty, I'll be face down on the floor, clinging to the memory of a girl who don't love me anymore. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That was wonderful.
That was so good.
Great job.
I love that hook.
Guess I'm next. Don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just winging it. I knew better. I'm going to do one here. I guess I wrote this 3 or 4 years ago. It's basically about being in a relationship that you can't really talk about. So it's kind of a secret. Nothing I can relate to, but it's not true. Everything I write about is, I think there's only been a couple songs we've written that, for me, that was just kind of made up. Wasn't written about a real life situation. This is one called Lonely in Love. I love everything about you. Sometimes it's more than I can stand. I keep a tossing and a turning, and my heart is burning. It's so hard to understand. I can't watch these abrasions. Watching others tear you down. I can't feel what you're feeling. Can't see how you're dealing. Your secret is bringing us down. Whoa, my heart is in your hands. And it's okay.
your love is in my heart. Well, that's why we are feeling so lonely in love. So lonely in love. Our souls are bound for glory. With borders, our love will go on. We got a love without a mercy, unconditionally perfect. We're gonna tear down these walls. Whoa, my heart is in your hand, and it's okay. Your love is in my heart. Well, that's why we are feeling so lonely in love. So lonely in love. So lonely in love. So lonely in love. My heart is in your hand, and it's okay. My love is in your heart. Well, that's why we are feeling so lonely in love. So lonely in love. Lonely in love. So lonely in love, 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 love. It's so lonely in love.
Thank you.
I love that lick.
Thank you.
Because at first I'm thinking, is it a different? Does
it I use it in every
different?
Song.
In every single one, yeah. I thought, is that a different time? No. But it's a good lick. I like it.
Ray is so nice to write with. We talk about co-writing, and he is always the one that's focused on creating the melodic hook. He's like, the melodic hook is so important. In fact, before I started writing with him, I guess I just never thought of it. I was like, oh, and he's like, all the greatest songs have the most memorable melodic hooks, Whitney. And so
I learned that from J.P. Pennington.
Of Exile, yeah.
See, he taught me to have the musical hook.
Yeah.
Something that stick in your head. And also have the hook of the song, the title, something
right.
That's catchy.
Right, lyrical hook, yeah. So that's his forte. We all go to Ray for...
I wish I could do anything close to what J.P. Pennington has done.
Right,
listen,
yeah.
It's good. All right, so I'm going to get you to maybe help me on this, Mr. Adams. The song is called Blame It on the Whiskey, and we're here to be honest, so I'm going to be as honest as I can with youthful ears in the audience. So,
medicinal.
Right, yes. So, many years ago, I just found myself in a lifestyle that I was not wanting to be in, and I decided that I wanted to better myself. But in doing that, I wrote this song about basically being an alcoholic who refuses to change. So no worries. That's not the issue now.
Drinking coffee tonight.
I don't even drink coffee. I'm so far removed from this song. I don't even drink caffeine. So no one needs to worry.
No LHs for you, I guess.
None. I don't think I've had caffeine in about 16 years. But every now and again, I go on a chocolate binge, which clearly has caffeine in it. And it is wild. It is Whitney.
Her eyes
wild.
Start jittering.
Yeah,
you don't jump on the tables or anything, do you?
Well, no. I just get real I feel like I'm on some kind of speed. And I don't even take Tylenol. I'm so whole. Don't drink, don't do anything, but man, you give me some chocolate and it's a wild time.
Good to know. So the chocolate I was going to give you all next Friday is probably not a good thing.
Well, you can give it to us. I just need to be like
give it
in
to
a
Ray.
Safe space when I consume it.
Wake up on the bathroom floor, steady myself against the door. I just need to get some rest, close my eyes, forget this mess, sleep it off. This don't help no more. You'll get tired of my excuses. I won't beg you not to leave, 'cause I can't see what I'd be losing. Saved yourself for me, 'cause you can't change who I am. I made a choice, you took a stand. Never made enough room for two. Pour the rest on down the sink. After I take just one more drink, couldn't count the things I've lost. Feeling good comes with a cost. Knowing right, I keep doing wrong. It's stopping and repeat. You'll get tired of my excuse. I won't beg you not to leave, 'cause I can't see. Saved yourself from me. You can't change who I am. Made a choice, you took a stand. Never made enough room for two. Don't blame you, I blame it on the whiskey.
Get to do this every other week, so I usually do one song at the end of the second round, and the most important thing to me are these three right here, and I want to make sure they get all their songs in, so So we're going to bypass me this round, which means we have just completed round one. Awesome songs. Awesome songs. Your two's voices, they just blend beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, for round two, I have a question. So here's the question, Jordan. You ready?
I may or may not have an answer. We'll see.
I think you've got this. No study required. Okay. You got it, okay? So first of all, how did you start playing music? And then secondly, what led you into writing your own songs?
My mom got me a guitar when I was about 10 years old. Had no idea how to play it. So I went and took lessons. I took lessons for a couple years and never really took it seriously. Just really never practiced. Just took the lessons 30 minutes a week and really put the guitar down after that. And I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I picked it up kind of a little bit in between, but 5 or 6 years after that, there's something I just, you know, picked it up and started playing again. I kind of had the fundamentals from the lessons, but a lot of it was, you know, self-taught. And thank God for YouTube these days, is what I can say. As far as writing songs, you know, like any good songwriter could probably relate to, I feel like my very first song I wrote, for one, was not good. And it was about a girl. So a relationship kind of inspired my songwriting, and it's been, you know, history ever since.
That's wonderful. Okay. What's your next song?
So the next song is not about a girl, actually. For one, I just want to keep the topic the same. That song was awesome, by the way. So this song is kind of tells a story of a guy who's got a drinking problem who doesn't really realize he has a drinking problem. And it just kind of tells a story about, you know, what he's going through and not really quitting the lifestyle. This song's called Drinking Problem, also known to my number one fan out in the audience, the Honky Tonk Song. So if you feel obliged to clap along or stomp your feet, this is the Honky Tonk Song.
Went out drinking last night. Something just didn't feel right. Was it the whiskey in my glass or maybe the tear in my beer? A woman had left me again. Packed her things and took the kids. This time I think she might be gone for good. I guess I got a choice to make. Or I could finish this drink. Probably ought to chase her down to make it all right. Bourbon is good and I like the music in here. And I got a pretty little thing whispering in my ear. Says she wants to take this cowboy for a ride. Got a drinking problem, I've been told. It's time to grow up, son, you're way too old. But this honky-tonk here, it is my crowd. They know my name and they know my drink. Never tell me to watch my way. But say, hey, old friend, keep it coming around. I don't think it's time to put the bottle down. Boss man called, boy, where you at? Mama's getting worried, as a matter of fact. Looking around, don't know where I am. That pretty little thing is lying next to me, but she looks a little different than she did at 3. I'm starting to think people might have a point. This drinking problem ain't like it used to be. Seems like everybody is mad at me. I guess I'm guilty of a damn good time. I'm losing friends and I'm losing sleep. And I still ain't found my keys. Oh, hey, bartender, how about another drink? Got a drinking problem, I've been told. It's time to grow up, son, you're way too old. But this honky-tonk here, it is my crowd. They know my name and they know my drink. They never tell me to watch my way. To say, hey, old friend, keep coming around. I don't think it's time to put the bottle down.
got a drinking problem. I've been told it's time to grow up, son. You're way too old for this honky tonk here. It is my crap. They know my name and they know my drink. Never tell me to watch my weight. Say, hey, old friend, keep coming around. I don't think it's time. Lord, I don't think it's time. I don't think it's time to put the bottle down. Yeah. Thank you all.
All right. Okay, so Ray, now the same question. You know, when did you start playing music, and then what kind of led you into writing your own songs?
Fairly young. My dad taught me a few chords on the guitar. He played a little bit of everything. They had a gospel quartet and would travel on the weekends. And I kind of set that down, quit thinking about it, and then I went into a music store one day and I bought a bass and started to learn how to play bass. And I was still playing. I started playing guitar again then, but I started writing. Mainly, it's like Whitney says, do it for therapy. A lot of times when I write a song, the melody and the guitar music's there, the feeling's there, and I don't know what I'm writing about. And I'll go back and visit it, and I'll kind of figure out from there. But I guess it was like 4 or 5 years ago I started writing a whole lot with Whitney, and she's taught me a lot about writing. I knew some, but I didn't know what I was doing. She kind of taught me what I was doing was right or wrong. But I even went back to some old songs and revisited them and went to parts that I never liked. I didn't know why, but now I know why. I was able to rewrite them. Yeah. It's one called Breathe Again. This is, I guess, all the songs we've done so far has been off our last album project. It's about a year old now. Tried and Crucified. And we recorded it in Lexington at Shangri-La, and got some friends, and we had players that we wanted to play on it, and we were lucky enough to get those players. And a couple people helped, just sitting right out here. They did some singing with us on a few of them. I think they sang on this one. And I know y'all want to get up and sing, don't you? No, I'm joking.
Just sing loudly right there.
You probably will hear it. This song, it's more of a little more upbeat, not upbeat, but more positive of words. This is later in our relationship, and we were able to start breathing again. We were able to be free about some of the things we do, and this song kind of came from that. Every time I look at you, I find another reason. That's why I opened up my mind. I let your soul seep into mine. Building all the scars and damage that's been done before you. Softly touching every pain with your love without shame. I can now breathe again for the first time. Everything is brighter with you in my life. I'll see your colors for the first time. You gave me faith when love was blind. Risen from the ashes, a complicated circumstance. Like a sparrow's flying high in the freedom of the pine. I can now
again with you now. Breathe again for the first time. Everything that you see, I see when I look at you. Can now breathe again. Finally now I'll breathe again with you now. Breathe again.
Whitney.
Well, I've forgotten the question.
So when did you first start playing music, and then what got you, what led you into songwriting?
Well, I pretty much learned. God, where's
you
that
learned?
Caffeine? I'm learned.
We make up words.
No. Apparently we do. I started learning the guitar mostly because I was frustrated with guitar players. Like I always sang, I was frustrated with guitar players being unreliable. So I was like, forget this, I'll just do this myself. And it's not something that I love, honestly, playing guitar. And I don't, for as long as I've been doing it, I should be a lot better. So that just tells you, like, I do it out of necessity, not out of love. But songwriting I do love, and learning to play the guitar helped me learn how to write songs. But I really do use songwriting to, like, get me through life, you know? If I get ticked off, I write a song. If I'm upset, if I'm happy, no matter what it is, it's just, like, my way of getting out my feelings. That and Facebook ranting are my jam. So don't follow me on Facebook. But anyhow, so that's just kind of how it started, and I love it so much. I mean, songwriting is, aside from my family and friends, it's just my favorite thing ever. So,
cool.
I already feel like this is a mistake to play this song, so I'm just going to let you all know. It was just like, all of a sudden it came to me and something said, you should play that song. So I do write some happy songs, and I might play one in a bit for you, but I do love a good sad song. And I have the world's, like, most awesome parents ever. If you've met them, you understand what I'm saying. They're beautiful human beings, and they're wonderful parents. But I do recognize that not all people are blessed with good parents. And we don't always get along with our parents, and sometimes it's for good reason. So this song is actually written from the perspective of my oldest son, not about me, but about his other parent. And a lot of what's in here he's said to me, and I just had a hard time processing it, so I just wrote a song kind of from his perspective. It's called Turn Out Like You.
allergy side of your poisonous lips. The sting of your lies beat the sting of your fists. You've said it before and you'll see it again. But I'd hate you more if I ever gave in. I ran far as I could, made my escape. I've still got your eyes and your family name. I promise myself if it's the last thing I do, I'll be damned if I turn out like you. I'll be damned if I turn out like you. Deep in my pockets where I keep my pain. Hear you speak false truths in his holy name. I know they'll believe you and I'll take the blame. Cause hypocrites lie all the way to the grave. Far as I could, made my escape. Still got your eyes and your family name. Promise myself if it's the last thing I do, I'll be damned if I turn out like you. I'll be damned if I turn out like you. Strong word, but I ain't got no more for what you've done. You'll never change in the things that you're taking along gone. I ran far as I could, made my escape. Still got your eyes and your family name. Promise myself it's the last thing I do. I'll be damned if I turn out like you. I'll be damned if I turn out like you. Turn out like you.
Nice. While I get my guitar and we get plugged up, why don't we start with Jordan and just kind of real quickly tell everybody where you are online, if there's anything they can download or check out what you're doing, see if you're playing.
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram and then Facebook at Jordan Miller Music. And then I do have some stuff on Spotify and iTunes. I'll be honest, it's not the best. I did it in my room on GarageBand, and I'm a rookie when it comes to recording and mixing, so that's where I need to grow, definitely. But yeah, you can find me at Jordan Miller Music, and then Spotify, iTunes, and all the other places that you can find digital music at Jordan Miller.
I'm at Ray Adams on Facebook. Our music that we write together is at Whitney and Ray
Music,
or is it Adams?
On Facebook. I think it's just Whitney and Ray Music.
Yeah. And also on Instagram. And we're on Spotify.
Oh.
under a different name.
That's right, under the
name we don't speak no more.
The name we don't longer speak.
But we got our CD here tonight if y'all would like.
With the older name. We should just take a Sharpie and just fix that.
We didn't
right
think
quick.
Much about that.
We didn't think much about that. It's odd because we made that album. I was like, I don't know, maybe like 8 months into a divorce. I knew I was getting divorced, yet I still chose to use that last name. Not my brightest moment. But anyhow, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Whitney Sloan Adams. And you can also find
on Facebook, it's very entertaining.
Yeah. Do not follow me on Facebook unless you have, very tolerant.
Don't post anything you don't want to be.
Unless you're very, very tolerant, because I have a lot of opinions on a lot of things, but I respect everybody else's opinion. So I'm cool. If you want to rant, I'll be like your biggest fan too. It all works out. But also you can find our 4-piece group, which two of our members are here tonight, at the Wayward Dolls on Facebook and on Insta and all that other good stuff.
Awesome. That's great. So the song that I'm going to do, I'm kind of reaching back a little ways because I get to do this every other week and I have to do a different song. I mean, oh, you could do the same song and nobody'd ever know. Well, yeah, because they're on the podcast. So I have to do a different song each one. And so I thought, well, let's do something just a little different. So a couple years ago, a gentleman here in Clark County, Gary Epperson, there's a formal title for what he does, but basically he handles litter abatement and goes into the schools, and he does it for the county as well. So, and you know, years ago he would, every time he'd see me, you need to write a song about litter. I'm like, yeah, Gary, I'll get right on that. And I see him again. No, you need to write a song about litter. And I'm like, okay, Gary, I'll get right on that. So,
call that a trash song.
Yes. I thought it was pretty trashy, but, you know, ba-dum-bum-ching. So I finally, you know, I just find, okay, Gary, I promise, I'm going to do this for you. This is the year it's going to happen, right? And I did. I sat down, I'm like, what do I know about litter? Pick it up. Or don't put it down, one of the two. So I got serious about it. And played it for him, and he liked it. And so he is very sweet. I mean, they gave me the money to go in and record it. And they actually shot a video for it. And so they use it in the schools for litter abatement. And that year they used it for something week. Something that I thought, what in the world am I going to do? I was very blessed by what he was able to do with it. So it's called Clean Up Your Act. There's litter all around us, lying at our feet, polluting our playgrounds, water, and streets. Soon our kids will have nowhere clean to play. Little bits of paper lying everywhere. Are we careless? Do we just not care? It really doesn't have to be this way. If we all pitch in, we can clean up our act. Clean up our act. It's as simple as that. America can be beautiful again if we clean up our act. There are countless excuses why we throw things down or walk on by and leave them on the ground. We know it's wrong, but we do it anyway. It's killing our animals on land and sea. It's not pretty of humanity. It isn't pretty and it will not go away. But if we all pitch in, we can clean up our act. Clean up our act. It's as simple as that. America can be beautiful again if we clean up our act. This is where the smoke and guitar solo goes. But I don't smoke. If we all pitch in.
Thank you.
We can clean up our act. Clean up our act. It's as simple as that. America can be beautiful again if we clean up our act.
A title can go a long way these days, can't it? Thank you there. Sorry about the playing a little bit of trombone. You know, I just can't seem to go up that 0.5. There's something about that. So sorry about that. I dropped a couple lines there. But anyway,
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, we are now that, well, first, that completes round two. There we go. And as we begin round three, okay, let's see what's on. This is a writer question, songwriter's writing question. Okay. How do you overcome writer's block?
I'm a pacer. Like, I just walk around aimlessly. Like, when I get little writer's block, get agitated, I'll just. So I've recently started co-writing with people. For the longest time, I wrote by myself. And so I live with two other musicians. One of them's a big songwriter, so we write a lot of our songs together.
That helps.
And, yeah. And he probably thinks I'm crazy. We get to a point in the song where we have no idea, and I'm just up here walking around the room, walking circles, and you can probably see track marks in our floor because I just pace around. But I don't know. I'll take a break. You know, I'll sleep on it. You know, sometimes silence is the best thing you can get for, you know, inspiration, is just freeing the mind and thinking about it. But yeah, so that's what I do.
Okay. All right. What's your next song?
So the next song, I wrote within the past year, I think. It's a love song that I wrote when I was single. Imagine that. But it's kind of telling the story of, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, in the future, obviously. And, you know, I'm not single anymore. I got my beautiful girlfriend here tonight. There we go. This song is a comparison song. It's called I Go Better With You, and it's saying all the things in life that, you know, go really well together, that pair well together, the end of the day, you know, I go better with you. And so that's what this song's called, and here it is.
Whiskey goes better with a heartbreak, and beer is good on a hot summer day. Grandma's home cooking on a Sunday afternoon, but I go better with you. Young boys are made for hell raising, and mama's hands for praying. Chick flicks and women, and good times are for killing, but I go better with you. We're like Willie and Trigger, always together, a cowboy and a Colt 45. Johnny and June, bride and groom, time tested, it's tried and it's true. But but I go better with you. The sixth string was made for playing, and husbands are made for staying. The pledge was made for saying, the good book for praising, but I go better with you. Like Willie and Trigger, always together, a cowboy and a Colt 45, Johnny and June, a bride and a groom, time tested, tried, and it's true. But I go better with you. But everything has a pair, like breathing in air, some things you just can't deny. Our hearts beat together, you and me forever. I'll sing to you till the day that I die. We're like Willie and Trigger, always together, a cowboy and a Colt 45, Johnny and June, bride and groom, time tested, it's tried and it's true. But I go better, always and forever, I go better with you.
Thank you. So I got one of my students out in the crowd. If you can't tell, I play that song at school every now and then. I think he knows the words. Sound great.
I loved it. Let me tell you, when you Jordan and I actually taught it at RDC here in town for 1 year. Were you there,
yeah,
Campbell?
Well,
one year.
I started. I picked up in December. So
okay, half a year. But what I absolutely loved was the fact that he'd bring his guitar. And he would play for the kids.
People always thought I was the music teacher, but I'm not.
But, you know, I just thought it was great. I'm like, what? There's another guitar player in this building? I don't know about it. But, you know, music, again, it's a therapy all its own. And singing to the kids. And right then when I heard that, and I think they posted it on Facebook on our school page, and I went, I knew his heart. And as a teacher, I know those kids have to love you to death. And can I tell them what you teach?
Yeah.
I know you've said special ed, but it's FMD, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
FMD, yeah. MSD, so it's students with moderate to severe disabilities.
Yeah. And, you know, music has, music has something that soothes the savage beast. I can't quote it accurately, but I think we've all heard that somewhere. So I'm just excited that you're using music for that purpose and with your teaching, and proud of you for that. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. So Ray, how do you overcome writer's block?
There's several tricks that I've used, but one good one is I've always said that in every instrument, there's the music that's been played on, it's in there, and there are songs that come out of it, of one instrument, that won't come out of another instrument. Mm-hmm. So one thing I found is switch instruments. Even if it's still a six-string guitar, a different guitar will bring out a different sound, a different approach.
And I never thought of that.
And also, like Whitney was running in, which it's not very often, she was running into a little slump, and so I bought her a ukulele. And that inspired her to write a few new things. Mm-hmm. And it's like different instruments can do that. That's one good trick.
That's wonderful, yeah. What about your next song?
This is one that's the title track off our CD. It's called Tried and Crucified. And I was going to do it when we were doing alcohol songs, but I thought, you know. Yeah. This one was about somebody we knew. It was kind of family, but he was a alcoholic and substance abuse. But we tried to help him. He came to us. He kind of wanted help, and then it ended up being, you know, I don't need your help. You know, I could do this on my own. You're all stuff is not for me. You know. And this is what came out of it. But it's basically his point of view.
Oh, cool.
I'm nothing but skin and bones, made of lies only Jesus knows, defined by my highs and lows, and eyes that don't cry. Well, I become everything, and everything I've tried not to be. I don't blame you for hating me. I hate myself sometimes. Another drink in my hands, another reason to not give a damn, another word I shouldn't have said. For people like me, tried and crucified. Oh, my God, don't answer prayers. Or maybe he just don't care. I guess this is your cross to bear. What I believe, I leave here with no regrets. On a white line of pain and mess, I'm not sorry for what I left. This burden's not on me. Another drink in my hand, another reason to not give a damn, another word I shouldn't have said. Damned hopes and dreams ain't for people like me. Tried and crucified. Thank you.
Nice. Who came up with the cover concept for that?
Oh, that is Leah Armstrong. She does, are you talking about for the album?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does line work. She does it all by hand.
Really?
It's all original. She does every dot. It's incredible.
She says the biggest problem she has is knowing when to stop.
Yeah.
She just goes and goes.
She does amazing art.
Yeah.
But we went round and round about what we wanted on the cover of that, and we could not agree. So we decided to find a local artist, and we knew her, and we said, hey, will you do something? And she came up with that.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We were very proud to have her do that.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you overcome writer's block?
Well, mostly I just throw a temper tantrum. I get very frustrated. I really do. And like if you're writing with me when it occurs, it's not fun for you. I become two years old, and I'm like, I quit. I will never write another song again. I'm never doing this again. So it doesn't happen a lot to me, thank God. But when it does, Ray swoops in and gives me some weird new instrument, like he said, and I pick it up, and I don't even know how to play it, but it makes different sounds, and there we go.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was saying co-writing helps a lot, too.
You
feed off each other, and somebody can say one word to make you go a completely different direction.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah. She'll stop and quit. Sometimes I'll push her. Keep going.
He's a brave one.
What's your next song?
Trying to think about this. I haven't done this song in a long time, but I have two special friends, Kenny and Roberta, here tonight. And so I wrote this song with their daughter. And I know Jordan's a big fan of Miss Ashley McBride. And so I wrote it with those two lovely ladies, and their daughter's name is Audrey Elizabeth. And as I'm doing these songs, I'm like questioning the life that I once lived. I'm like, what was I doing in life? I'm really glad my life is like simple and a lot more pure these days. But this song is about two people who want to be together, but they can't. And so we just... Yeah, the three girls, so are all the children gone? So basically, it's about adultery. All the kids are gone, so we'll just put it out there.
Said we should do this a little more. Looks so pretty in the candlelight. We're pressed for time, I know. It's so hard to leave your side. I can't help but blush. Want him so damn much, it's hard to keep my seat. Moments like this, alone, are few and far between. We could run away, we could always be like this. Wouldn't have to seal our moments or count every kiss. I can't help but wonder how life would be if I had met you first. If I didn't have him, you didn't have her. Reaches for his phone. He says, baby, I've got to take this call. And I know who it is when he asks about the kids at home. I can't hide my disappointment. We've got so much left to talk about. I'm reminded where I am again and how there's no way out. We could run away, we could always be like this. Wouldn't have to steal our moments or count every kiss. And I can't help but wonder how life would be if I had met you first. If I didn't have him, you didn't have her. If I didn't have
You're right, she needs to cut that song. I said you're right, she needs to cut that song.
That's not the one that they keep wanting her to cut. I didn't do that one because I can't remember the lyric. But she sang, yeah, because she sang it. But, yeah, I would like for her to cut that song as well. So would Roberta.
That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes round three. All right. Okay, how's everybody doing out there? Everybody doing well? We're going into round four. Yeah. So here is our, this is my favorite question, and I try to mix up the other ones, you know, from showcase to showcase, but I always ask this one. Okay, so if you could collaborate with anyone on a song, who would it be?
Man, there's so many. I mean, I'm a big Tyler Childers fan, if I'm gonna be honest. So, and he's a Kentucky guy, and he's kind of breaching the gap between, you know, local music and like mainstream country music. He's doing him and Sturgill Simpson are doing really, really big things. But he's not, you know, like selling himself out. So I really love Tyler Childers a lot, and he's just really has a way with words, very interesting lyrics, and he you know, says and does what he wants to. So I don't know, Tyler Childers would probably be up there high on my list.
Okay, that's great. What about we gonna do for your last song?
So this next song, I co-wrote this actually with one of my good buddies, Jake Ellis, and we were kind of thinking, you know, being from Kentucky, we didn't really have any songs about Kentucky. So I approached him one day saying, man, we need to write a song that has to do with Kentucky. And, you know, what do you think of when you think of Kentucky? Bourbon. So this song is called She's Like Kentucky Bourbon. She's a top shelf single barrel. She's smooth and she goes down. She's strong like 90 proof. She's something I can't live without. She's like Kentucky bourbon. She's one of a kind. And after one taste of her, I start to lose my mind. She's something I can't resist. I love the feeling on my lips every time. She keeps me burning. She's like Kentucky bourbon. Her roots run deep around here. There's nothing else like her. She's finer than a glass of 10-year. I like her straight, not mixed or stirred. She's like Kentucky bourbon. She's one of a kind. After one taste of her, I start to lose my mind. She's something I can't resist. I love the feeling on my lips every time. She keeps me burning. She's like Kentucky bourbon. Kentucky bourbon. From Blanton to Jim Beam. No, I ain't talking Tennessee. Cause she's like Kentucky bourbon. Oh yeah. She's like Kentucky bourbon. She's one of a kind. And after one taste of her, I start to lose my mind. She's something I can't resist. I love the feeling on my lips every time. She keeps me burning. She's like Kentucky bourbon. She's one of a kind. After one taste of her, I start to lose my mind. She's something I can't resist. Love the feeling on my lips every time. She keeps me burning. She's like Kentucky bourbon. Thank you.
She's a top shelf single barrel. She's smooth and she goes down.
Nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ray, if you could collaborate with anyone.
Do I collaborate with anyone?
If I could. Yeah, who's the one?
Whitney Adams.
Oh.
Such a sucker.
I don't know. That is a hard question. I know what she would say, so I won't say that.
I don't think we're going to have the same answer, so you just say what you want to say.
Honestly, I would go back a little bit, probably Elton John.
That's cool.
I was definitely not going to say that.
Well, I know that.
That would be fun.
That would be.
I love his early stuff. Him and Bernie. Still to this day, I find new things in their writing that surprises me.
Yeah. So what's your last song going to be?
It's called Till We Arrive.
Okay.
Should we do this?
Go right ahead.
This is on the album also. It's more of a positive song. Verses and chorus really don't, what's the word, go together real well? Prosody? Is that it?
I don't know.
You're afraid to try it now, aren't you?
Yeah, now I'm like questioning myself.
But the verses are a little negative, but the chorus is positive. And
it's fun. Song.
Yeah. Holding on to everything that's thrown our way. It's been 3 damn years of the same damn thing. A chance of a lifetime wasted on this waiting game. Let us be simple, let us stay strong till we arrive. Have faith. It's our promise, my love. We will survive. Well, till we arrive. Don't ask for much. Trying not to complain. Understand the damn and what we became. God has suffered. We must suffer to rid of our sins one day. Let us be simple. Let us stay strong till we arrive. Let us be patient. Let us have faith. It's our promise, my love. We will survive. Tied at the stake for what we do. Burned off the ropes that held us to. A life full of bad mistakes. Retribution, heartache and change. Let us be simple. Let us stay strong. Till we arrive. Have faith. That's our promise, my love. We will survive till we arrive. Let us be simple. Let us stay strong till we arrive. It's our promise, my love, we will survive till we arrive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice. Okay. Who would you...
So...
Ultimately.
Gosh, that's just, so much. But I would ultimately write with someone that you all probably never heard of. Her name is Lori McKenna, and I am obsessed. She wrote or co-wrote songs that you may have heard, like Girl Crush or Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty and, like, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of other things. So what I like the most about her, I feel like we would be best friends. She just doesn't know it yet.
We saw her at the Opry.
At the Ryman, yeah.
Yeah.
We did, but she's like a mom, and I'm a mom, and she has, like, a million kids, and, like, she never really, like, moved to Nashville.
Her husband's a plumber.
Yeah. He's, like, a plumber. So she's just so relatable. I think it would be, like, yeah, she, like I said, she has no clue, but we are besties. So my last song is going to be a fun song. So I have this belief in, you know, like, being a songwriter and musician is really hard if you're, like, planning on making any money, because it just... is not a thing, really. And so I've always said, and no, we're not going to do that part. I've always said that, like, if the Lord wants me to play music, then he'll provide a place. If the Lord wants me to write music, he'll provide the words. And I do honestly believe that it all, not to get too religious on you, like, that it all comes straight from him through me and all of us. That's just what I believe. And so... we were in an exceptionally good mood one day and feeling very thankful and grateful. But anyhow, I do think it's a blessing that we get to do what we do and that you all are here to listen. Thank you so much. It is, for anyone you ever go see, it is not taken for granted, I promise you, even if they forget to tell you. And personally for me today, it's a blessing that I'm at my house. I've, like, had some flu-like thing for, like, a whole week. So this is my first time out in a week, if you haven't. Notice I'm very happy to be here, and it will be the will of the Lord if I make it through this song. So we'll see how it goes.
Wash me clean at the river, and he'll wash me clean. Oh Lord, come save me at the river, and he'll come save me. Take my sins, take my troubles, take my worries, take my soul. Oh Lord, make me free at the river, and he'll make me free. Oh Lord, hear me sing at the river, and he'll hear me sing. Take my sickness, take my weakness, take my soul. And I sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Help me see at the river, and he'll help me see. Oh Lord, heal me please at the river, and he'll heal me please. Take my sins, take my troubles, take my worries, take my soul. Take my guilt, take my sickness, take my weakness, take my soul. And I sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let the water run over me, over me. Yeah. Let the water run over me, over me.
I just went to church. That was awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just completed round four. Wow, it's been, I think it's been a great night. I've had just, it doesn't seem like it's been an hour and a half, but I mean, we've had just a wonderful time, and I want to thank the three of you for coming and hanging out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, and sharing your songs and yourself in your songs. With that, I want to say God bless you all, and I hope to see you soon at another Heartstring Songwriter Circle Showcase.
Be sure to check out Jordan, Ray, and Whitney online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriter Circle Podcast.